What is that music?
Vampire Weekend.
I guess my next question is, why is it playing?
Okay. Pulling it down. It was okay. Bed music. Usually play the bed music.
Usually play the bed that long?
Usually about a minute.
Let's cut that back a little bit.
All right.
All right, 7:07. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, 96.7 FM, in fact. And what's that music, Donovan? What's that music?
An Ice Cube.
It's the sampler platter.
Is this the Ice Cube?
It is. It's got to be, right? Just the instrumental.
Or since we're doing the sampler platter, it's the Isley Brothers, his Footsteps in the Dark. See, this is what this show is all about.
That might have been episode one.
I think so. I think you're right. And I do love this Isley Brothers song. Never seen them in concert, by the way. They've come through here a lot, and every time they've been here, something happens to where I can't go to the show, and I'm very disappointed.
This is one of my favorite things we do here at The Ticket. You started this bit a long, long time ago, and it's because probably most of the music we favor, or a lot of it, is sample-based.
You know what? I really think it all started with Gold Digger and Bob when he was at a restaurant and he thought he heard Gold Digger and he was hearing Ray Charles and he went, what the what? I had no idea this Ray Charles song existed. We talked about this and I was like, boy, there's so much meat on this bone that we can just make this an entire segment. We did. And after I left, I tapped Jake on the shoulder and said, hey, man, let's not stop doing this. Let's start making it a show. So we are here now to present more music to the masses about the origins of some of these songs. And it's fascinating because every single time we do this, Jake, I get about five or six new songs in my playlist from the 60s or the 70s or the early 80s that I'd never heard of. And continue to rock out to them to this very day.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, given the age that I am, I didn't come up in a house where there was a lot of soul music or R&B, like older R&B playing or Motown or anything like that. So for me, my initial entree into most of those songs was from Wu-Tang samples and Kanye samples.
Right.
And then just the fact that it's so easy now with the internet, even with Who Sampled, but before that, just with YouTube, I don't have to go down and dig for it. I can just Google this and find out where it came from. And, you know, I was always drawn to it just because the genesis of it is a lot of these people did not have drums. They did not have guitars or keyboards or bass guitars around. But if you have a record player and you have a tape deck or you have a record player, eventually if you have, you know, like turntables, you can figure this out. And it takes a little bit of inventiveness. And it's my favorite form of making music, to be honest with you. And really what I've noticed over the last couple of years we've done this, I'm not one of these people who tries to be like, hey, every new rap song sucks. I'm stuck in whatever era I came up in. The most of the popular songs now don't rely on samples anymore as much.
I wonder if it's a budgetary thing or they're just trying to, you know, be more inventive and get their own beats going or whatever. But
I still like a lot of it. It's just a little more stripped down and doesn't, you know, that initial high-pitched soul sample sound is what got me hooked.
Right.
And so I'm going to start with my favorite album that has come out in a long, long time, and it's Pusha T's Daytona. And the reason I'm going to do a few songs off this and pretty much center my whole first segment around it is because the entire thing is Kanye produced, and I think it's the best thing that Kanye has touched in a long, long time, which probably isn't saying much given that he's had a couple of fart and fall down moments over the last couple years, but I think this thing is incredible.
You have not been happy with new Kanye.
No, not really. Life of Pablo, I didn't really dislike. I thought it was okay. But the most recent one that he put out, Ye, I listened to that maybe twice and thought, I'm never going to listen to this again. I just don't enjoy it. But the production that he put on Daytona, I think it's incredible. And so I'm going to start rolling through a couple of those.
All right.
We will start with this song. It starts with a vocal sample. It's Pusha T's Comeback Baby. Starts with a vocal sample, and then we'll get to the actual sample we're looking for, but it is a song about drugs.
I want to talk to all you addicts out there that's got yourself a great big Joan, and you've tried all the methadone, and you just can't leave that heroin alone. I wonder, have you
don't
tried?
Just touch down. I'm so grateful. Numbers so low. be thankful. They say don't let money change you.
So this is the meat of the beat, right? There's not really much of a sample here. This is just a bass and drums.
We buy big boats. Downright sinful.
But if you let it run for a second, you will get to the chorus.
Since we made millions, soldiers, once civilians, bought hoes Hondas, took care of children, lit my pastor, built out buildings, rapped on classics. I've been brilliant. Now we blend in, we chameleons. Never have I been locked up in a world of music.
So they just flip right to that. Right.
I need you, darling, to set me free.
And then right back to it. So this comes to us courtesy of George Jackson's I Can't Do Without You from, I believe, 1973.
From our first kiss, every time I think about you, babe, I drink myself sick. I can't do without you. I'm like an addict hooked on drugs. You're my habit, baby. I got to have some more of your love, babe.
Right here.
Never have I been locked up in a world of music.
So they didn't really alter that chorus at all.
No, this song rocks, man.
It does.
I've never heard this before.
What I think is interesting about it is it's kind of obvious. George Jackson is singing about missing a woman and he can't do without her. And Pusha T is singing about addicts who can't do without heroin.
Right.
But, you know, his song keeps going with like a very nice... Whereas the Pusha song goes straight back to...
And just goes to the beats and the drums. Yeah.
Who else got the luxury to drop when he want, because nobody else could fuck with me.
I love how just like the juxtaposition of that, the chorus and the verse there. So that's
both
George
those
Jackson.
Are good songs, though.
I Can't Do Without You. And they will keep moving on here to Pusha T's The Games We Play. These are all from Daytona.
Drug dealer Benzes with gold diggers in them.
I just think... Kanye is at his peak right here.
On everything I love. This ain't a wave or a phase, cause all that fades. This lifestyle's forever when you made. They tweet about the length I made them wait. What the f*** you expect when it got a cape and he's great. Oven's full of...
So it's pretty much the same sample the whole time. You know, it's just that guitar with the drum layered over it.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes to us courtesy of Booker T. Everhart's Heart and Soul. From 1968. This is actually a minute into the song, as you will find as we go through this. A lot of these are very, very brief, and they're very late in the song. And a lot of them are also just straight instrumentals. Fast forward a little bit.
You're going through a song like the song they sampled it from. And, you know, you're probably just kind of pilling around a little bit, doing other things. And all of a sudden, you just hear that one 10, 15-second loop that you say, man, I could do a whole bunch with that.
And they don't do anything with the rest of the song.
I know,
they just grabbed that little interlude there that just started right here. I love it.
I do too, man.
Booker T. Everhart's Heart and Soul from 1968, sampled on Pusha T's The Games We Play. We will keep going with another song from Daytona. This is, this is probably the highlight of the album for me. This is If You Know, You Know. This is the first one, and it starts off with a lot of...
Toy, the wrist on that boy, rock star like Pink
There's
Floyd,
like a vocal sample in the background.
Boy, I'm waving at you, boy. Ran off on the plug, too, like True Goy. Imagine me, dude, boy. You could never do what I do, boy.
All right, so he does that for about another 30 seconds, and then here comes a sample.
You know, you know.
you know, you know. This thing of ours, oh, this thing of ours. A fraternity of drug dealers ringing off. I just happen to be alumni.
That's pretty much the only sample they use the whole song. This is from Air, and the song is called 12 O'Clock Sataniel.
Oh, dear.
From 1972. This one was 3 minutes into the song. It's like a 7-minute song.
Wow.
Listen how weird this is. And this song sucks too, by the way. It's not, this is not like most of the ones we find where we're like, oh, that's an interesting flip.
Jeez.
I mean, you want to talk about a departure. Just this hippie. Drug
music. Is it gonna go back?
Not really.
Okay, it stays like that. All
right. Pretty much just that little part where it's, you jeez. Know, where, you know, where it rises right there.
Too legit. They still looking at me with one eye. The company I keep is not corporate.
I'm gonna call that an improvement.
Child rebel soldier, you ain't often enough.
A big time improvement.
Huge.
All right, we'll keep going. This one is Hard Piano. And most of these samples, they jump right at you at the beginning. You're not going to have to figure out exactly what the sample is. It's the piano.
Never trust a bitch who finds love in a camera. She will f*** you, then turn around and f*** a janitor. Set the parameters. You either with the pro
wow, all right.
With
them.
I won't let you ruin my dreams.
But the whole thing is just built around that. Kid.
Good morning, Matt Lauer. Can I live? Look at my new digs. The rooftop can host a painting sip for like 40. The wall halls on my wall paint
so,
a war story.
For Push D's Hard Piano, we will go to...
Because you rappers found every way to ruin protect.
Charles Wright and the Watts and the 103rd Street Rhythm Band, High as Apple Pie. From 1970. You can kind of hear the tone of the piano.
Yeah,
in the
you
background
can
a little bit. But it's, yeah.
When I feel low,
it's just that.
That's awesome. High as Apple Pie. That's the name of the tune.
Yeah. But again, it's that's how high I'll be and how high I'll be flying high when I see you, not drugs.
All right, yeah, sure. They can go with that all they want to.
It's a nightmare, yeah. I'm too rare amongst all of this pink hair. Ooh.
All right.
Still do the Fred Astaire on a brick. Tap, tap, throw the phone.
So my last one's going to take a second, okay?
Okay.
Because there's several songs sampled here, and it's because it's one we've used... or seen used a bunch of times. And this is easily one of my favorite samples ever because it's been used a bunch of different ways in a bunch of songs I like, and it's Bumpy's Lament, Soul Man and the Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, this is, we've done this one multiple times.
Yes, we have.
This is on the Shaft soundtrack. There, I don't believe there are any lyrics, and it is just about the most relaxed, chill instrumentation you're ever going to find.
It's so funny when you think about this and where it's been sampled. And the one, the first one that comes to my mind, maybe first show we did was Explosive with Dre on Chronic 2001. And when I heard that and then you hear Explosive, and I love that track, it trips me out when it breaks down like that.
Yeah.
Because it sounds nothing like what they're doing with Explosive, and then all of a sudden it just goes back to, oh, my real dog still kicking with me. I mean, that's all I want to sing when I hear it.
Yeah, and I'm just going to play you an instrumental of Explosive because I was trying to edit it out, and you literally couldn't hear the beat. That's got to be one of the filthiest songs I've ever heard, man. But yeah, so.
Right from the jump, too.
Yes. So from Bumpy's Lament, Soul Man and the Brothers, we go to, this is probably the most famous usage of this, Dr. Dre's Explosive.
Yeah. Oh, my real dog still kicking with me.
So it's, I mean, it's obviously, it's very easy to hear.
Just for me to, causing me to yank the arm and turn it back, move around. Yeah, boy, you would not be able to hear the beat. Beat if you had to.
So, did you know that this was in a Lil' Kim song? One of her more famous songs, actually, that features Notorious B.I.G.
Oh, lay it on me.
Yeah.
A different kind of high.
You got to pay attention, though, because it's not the same as Explosive, where it's in the same order. They've sort of, like, chopped it up a little bit, but you can tell it's the same.
Yeah, they've rearranged the beat.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, you know, I definitely hear it.
Feel me on this.
Ladies and gents, your dopey host presents extravagance in the lady frame. Be the cookies and smart main all.
You want to talk about filthy?
Boy. She's the queen bee, though, man. Like, I think a lot of female MCs who tried to follow this same script, it sounds way forced. I don't know if this is really good to say about her. It's so natural coming out of her mouth that you don't even think about it.
Pay your fee just to hang with us. Trust. Looking slut without a bank account. I doubt we could swing that route. Feel me out.
So we've got Lil' Kim's Drugs. We have Dre 2001's Explosive, all coming to us courtesy of Bumpy Lament's Soul Man and the Brothers. And Pusha T and Kanye put it on Santaria. Now this is from Lil' Kim's version, I'm pretty sure.
Now that the tears dry and the pain takes over.
But pretty much, anytime I hear that, you know, high string guitar,
you know it's bumpy.
Yeah, and I want it, and I want it more.
Right.
The Lord is my shepherd. I am not sheep. I am just a sheep.
Come on, they slowed it down even just a little bit more.
My offering, I will not preach. Awaken my demons. You can
but the drums are just like a little bit more.
I think I'm so used to Explosive that's so
hard to
close
hear.
To it. But
yeah.
If I would hear Pusha T or Lil' Kim, I'm thinking, oh man, maybe. But I'm not quite sure. But right. Then once you pointed it out, you can definitely see it.
Priest, Santeria, 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 Santeria. They say that death comes in threes. How appropriate. Triple breath.
So yeah, I like it. That's all from Daytona, which is, like I said, I think Kanye's production is just out of this world on that album. It's only like 7 songs, but all 7 of them have great, great samples. And so if you're feeling like you're in a barren wasteland of production over the last couple of years with trap music, which I don't dislike, go check that one out. All right, up next, Donovan, would you like to tease something for us?
Yes, I would. We always hear some songs with the guy singing the hooks. Now, let's go to the guy singing the hooks with his song with other songs with other people on them. We're going to hear from Nate Dogg and Sleepy Brown. That's all next. Owns the, I was about to say The Invasion because I thought it was a.
what do I look like?
Yeah. Sorry, Norm. That's next on The Sampler Platter. It is 7:31. It's Jake. It's Donovan. We are here with The Sampler Platter. A programming note for tomorrow morning on the Normandy Invasion. Right off the top, 10:15, Ice Cube will be in studio with us for a couple of segments. I am so looking forward to this, man. I have so many questions to ask this cat. It's going to be fun.
You better just take control of that wheel.
Yeah, Norm would get his couple of questions in. It was funny. I just was thinking about Super Bowl and we had Busta Rhymes. It was a little odd as the Norm voice from heaven comes in as Busta's looking around like, who in the hell is that talking to me right now? Is that God? I don't know. All right, let's get back to it. You know, Jake, golly, got to stop calling you Norm. I am so old school, it's ridiculous. I don't badmouth new music. I just don't listen to it. There are some new songs that I will listen to that I will enjoy and like and download and play, but most likely they're going to be hits. that you'll hear on Hot 93.3 or something. Oh, okay, that's a good tune, and I'll click on it. So when I go sampler platter, I'm just going old school. And probably the most famous hook singer in hip-hop history is Nate Dogg.
Yes,
Regulators,
sir.
Explosive, what you just played. I don't know if you knew this, but Nate Dogg had a few songs out. He put an album out. So in 1998, Nate Dogg probably had his only legitimate hit, I will say. Now, Snoop Dogg was featured in this song, 1998. It's called Never Leave Me Alone.
Like Nate Dogg, I want a hug.
You know? I try to hide my feelings. DOGs ain't supposed to feel like it.
Wild.
But I don't even know what to see. You got me singing in the morning. Gangsta going us off. All right, so that's from 1998. Nate Dogg featuring Snoop Dogg, and it's Never Leave Me Alone.
I kind of wish I wouldn't have heard this.
Don't let a cloud put a cloud over Nate Dogg. He's still hard. He's still a thug. But sometimes thugs need love, and they need love too.
They need to have their head rubbed.
Yes, they do. So I've heard this song 1,000 times and didn't put two and two together when I saw this sample. When I saw it, I went, I'll be hot damn. I had no idea. I guarantee you, you've heard this song before. I know you have. It's from 1972. It's Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway, and it's Where Is the Love?
I should have picked up on that.
I did not. I don't know how many times I've heard it and I didn't pick up on it. And now I feel crazy for not picking up on this. But I love this song. I love those two together, man.
They've had quite a few songs, I feel like, that have been sampled that I've added to my list from our time together here.
I guess when Nate Dogg heard this, he's like, okay, I can't just go thug over this track. I got to show my softer side around here. So that's from 1972. That's Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway. Donny Hathaway, who sung the lead, the theme song to Maude.
Really?
That was on the other night. Lady Godiva was a freedom rider. Yeah,
okay.
That's Donny Hathaway. Hmm. All right, let's go to another guy who sang a lot of hooks on a lot of tracks. And it's Sleepy Brown. Sleepy Brown is all about Outkast. He was on a lot of Speaker Box on Big Boy's side of the album when they had that Speaker Box Love Below. And Sleepy Brown had a hit in 2006, Jake. It's called I Can't Wait.
This is dedicated to the lover.
To the lover.
In you, in you, in you.
I want you to listen to how effing smooth Andre 3000 is right here.
Leather in the summer, silk in the winter. This is such an art. Where do I begin? Used to sing tenor in the church choir. Really, I was flexing, but the girls, they were fine. I'm that type of guy that noticed subtle signs.
That's a perfect beat for him.
Yes, it is.
She even trying to look sexy, but even if she was, so what? Look, I feel I'm grow up. Don't mean to be so abrupt, but that lets me know that she's a human being, and being human's hard on the boulevard. Girl, you got it bad. Glad I'm not one, but yet you got it good. You are the hot one, but I'm Andre, Benjamin Andre to be exact. You'd hope to meet a gentleman one day. Well, this is that. In fact, Dookie introduced us at a show.
I want to get to the hook where Sleepy sings.
Mine slips me.
But this is so good, I don't know if I want it to end.
Dressing all boogie and carrying ugly cups. And yes, you're getting booed if you should not get down. And yes, you're getting sued by women who didn't get up out they seat on the bus. And feet shouldn't rust, and beat is a must. And we shouldn't lust, but we do. I'm laughing at the calendars and clocks. Ask Scott to match.
match the socks. What's in your speaker box? Pink and blue. You're lollygagging. You're slow poking. You got me open. You're playing with me, darling. I'm not a toy.
I miss those dudes, man.
Anita Baker brings the joy. You're kind.
I keep thinking one day.
The real McCoy. I can't wait.
Just want you to hear a little of the hook with Sleepy singing.
I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait. No, can't wait. Ooh, baby, come on. Got faith.
All right, that's from 2006. That's I Can't Wait. It's Sleepy Brown. Now, this next group, the group they took the sample from, you may have heard the names because they were huge with Motown, but they were writers and producers. Writers and producers. That's it. Holland Doja Holland. But I didn't know they had a hit. I didn't know they had a song to sample from. I thought they were just writers and producers. But this is where Sleepy Brown and I Can't Wait got the beat from. It's Holland Dozier featuring Brian Holland, and it's from 1972, and the song is titled Starving for Your Love. Gotta hit the beat early. You gotta show them what you're doing.
I love those drums.
There's a lot of people that needed love in the 70s, boy. They screamed for it. They did everything they possibly could get that love, buddy. That is Holland Doja Holland from 1972, Starving for Your Love. All right, let's keep it in the Dirty South and go with Outkast. I heard this, where was I? I think I was up at Jerry's place. Ringo's and Scruffy Duffy's and all that, and I had to Shazam this because I did not remember this song at all. You may remember this song, Jake, but I don't. It's from 1976, but when I heard it and Shazammed it, I had to have it. It's Outkast, Two Dope Boys in a Cadillac.
Greetings, Earthling.
Of my lungs and any blow is fitting this game. Coming up on you from the south, the H-E-L-E-N's ain't changed. Cooler than most players claim to be. And again, they're from the A-Town C, the home of the vacay bound. Coming to road in other city streets, enough of the virality. Fallacy, but if we speak, not fiction. Keeping up pulling your guards, licking and Jerry Curse, you bitches. Every time I rhyme for y'all, I'm looking to prove a point. Kicking a freestyle every now and then, but mostly after joint. See how I smoke good, cause see it go good with them flows. Why? Thinking look at the V.I.G. like Tony Rich, nobody knows why. But me and my folks, cause y'all just looking out just like the Joker. I'm sick of these whack ass rappers, like I'm tired of holding.
Who them boys that be having it crunk every occasion? This side against the dust and that side against the slacing. But in the middle we stay calm, we just drop bombs. Asking where we come from, South Coast Strong.
Just two dope boys in a Cadillac.
Man.
It's just two dope boys in a Cadillac.
Those boys had it, man. Had it. I remember seeing them opening for Lauryn Hill. Didn't even have a set. Didn't even have a stage. Curtains was closed. Just two microphones and those two standing on the outside going in.
That's such a crazy.
Who the heck is that? What are they doing? And it was great. All right, so that's Two Dope Boys in a Cadillac, 1976 Outkast. The sample is from 1967. A group I'd never heard before called Five Stair Steps. And the name of the song is Danger, She's a Stranger.
Oh, yeah.
They straight ripped it.
You made it. a chance on everything you own. But you wavered.
Five Stair Steps from 1967. Danger. She's a Stranger.
I dig this.
It's a good track.
Overcomes and make two strangers become at one. It would be so.
I think people need to beg more, man. Like, he's truly, truly begging. Now people expect the love. They're begging for it. It was a better time back then, Jake. So those are my three for this segment. Coming up next, I throw it back to Jake.
All right, let's check in with another one of my favorite albums, an absolute classic. Let's go back to Biggie next on the Sampler Platter. Don't chase the night, Donovan. They always say.
Boy, I was thinking about it. You saw the hamster on the wheel, right?
Hey. Now I look over like, is there a hamster? It's 8 till 8 here on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket. This is Donovan Lewis's Sampler Platter.
No, no, no.
With support from Jake Kemp.
Starring Jake Kemp, the star.
And we try to do this every few months or so, but there's a lot of vacation and hockey
World Cup and all that stuff.
This should take precedent, and it will, for the remainder of this year.
Yes, sir.
So we focused on a new album in the first segment that I did, the recently published Pusha T's Daytona, produced by Kanye West. That's one of my favorite albums that's come out recently. One of my favorite albums of all time is 1994's Ready to Die, the debut studio album from the Notorious B.I.G. And the sampling on here is also really, really great. I think, you know, Puffy's listed as probably the executive producer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he was, you know, necessarily on the board for most of these. But, you know, they had DJ Premier had a couple of them, Easy Mobi, but for sure, you can hear Puffy's influence.
Puffy's the king.
Right.
And watching the movie Notorious, and one famous scene, I don't know if you have this song on there or not, but the one famous scene where Biggie said he's going to need some more weed and some girls for him to have to rap over that track, a track that I did not like when it first came out, but then you heard Biggie over, and I was like, oh, okay, it's not bad at all. I don't know if you have that song or not.
I don't think that I do.
Okay.
I don't. Was that from the first album? I can't recall.
Yeah, don't give me the line. I don't know.
This is. These are all from the 1994 Ready to Die, though. And you said you had a song maybe coming up in the next segment where we try to have one of these per episode where you really, really have to listen hard. And even afterward, you might kind of be like, that's it?
Right.
That's what the sample is?
Right.
So from that album, The What? Featuring Method Man. Real sleepy, hazy kind of beat.
I used to get feels on the if. Now I throw shields on if. To stop me from the HIV ish. Looking at, no, they soft like a Twinkie filling. Playing the villain. Prepare for this rap killing. Biggie Smalls is the illest. Your style is played out like Arnold. And that, what you talking about, Willis? The thrill is gone. The black Frank White is here to excite. Throw past the hips. Bitches are like I'm brainless. Guns are like I'm stainless.
This beat doesn't really change up too much. It's pretty much just the.
All right,
so prepare to get out your microscope.
Okay,
we're going to go to, I believe this is 1973, Leroy Hudson's Can't Say Enough About Mom, which I gotta tell you is a pretty sweet song. It's a song to his mom.
All right.
And this is 5 minutes in.
I love you, Mom.
Sweet. So now the song is ending. We're fading out. But you can start to hear the. It's just that.
Wow.
It's just that the tiniest little part at the end where you can hear that wow, wow, like
right,
the wah-wah
right.
pedal.
Play Biggie again.
U.S. that surrender. Step inside the ring, use the number one contender.
Holy
looking
hell.
Booty like you so
and that's the basis of the entire yeah. song. A fade out from that song about his mama.
A little bit.
Hey, I'll be kicking you, son.
Here for this rap killing. Biggie Smalls is the illest. Your style is played out. Like yeah. I don't know what
and it's 6 minutes in, and it is the very ass end of the song.
Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I definitely hear it, yeah.
But again, that is a 6 minute song, and they're 5:50 in to this song. And how disrespected do you feel if you write a 6 minute song about your mom and someone hears it and they're like, I'll take the 10 parts where you're.
I'll take the fade.
Where you're turning it down at the end and you're not talking
and
about
usually,
your mom.
If you hear a song and it's 6 minutes, about 3 minutes in, if you want nothing to do with it, you're not even waiting till the end.
I might wait 1 minute.
Right.
Right.
And they listen to
bad.
It enough.
We would be bad at this.
To get to the end of the fade out of the song. They go, oh, no. That's it. That's the loop we're going to use throughout this entire song. Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah. So that was one that really, really tripped me out because I had to listen, you know, pretty closely there. Let's see. We keep going on the same album. And we'll go to Machine Gun Funk. This also from 1994 is Ready to Die. This is just an absolute classic. By the way, I was always disgusted by that.
It's like, why would you even
I'm so
keep
disgusted.
That in the song?
Like, sometimes rappers will leave the part in where you can hear them actually like ripping and then exhaling a joint or a blunt. But to leave in Biggie's fat throated, just hit the blunt. Now I've got... Oh, it's the chronic, all right.
So you wanna be hardcore with your hat to the back, talking about the gaps in your raps, but I can't feel that hardcore appeal that you're screaming. Maybe I'm dreaming. This ain't Christopher Williams, still some empty got the feel one. Cats, I got the feel some. To let you know that if the fuck is big and heavy, I get up in that ass like a wedgie. Says who says me, the miracle. Niggas playing Biggie up the street, it's a miracle. Left the drums alone, took the dubs alone with me. Just Biggie was acting shifty. Sticks and stones, red bones, but they gotta kill you quicker. Especially when I'm drunk off the liquor. Smoking broke by the boxes, back in glops. It's natural to each other in the trap. What's the fuck, baby?
So they have like a little horn thing there, but the main thing is just the... So we now go to a band called Black Heat, which is... That is just a phenomenal 70s jam.
Yeah.
Band. Black Heat, Something Extra from 1975. This comes to us about 30 seconds, I think.
Something that's driving me out of my head.
Just that.
Nice.
And then they just go back into their verse. It's the same thing where it's just a little interlude. Hey, guitar man, give us something to carry us over. And I don't think they really come back to it.
I should have known.
You go back here and it's just
that's awesome.
Yeah. Really, really dig that one.
Right. It's almost like when you have when you see the producers on each track of Ready to Die, and when it's Easy Mo B, it's almost like he always takes little snippets of songs and makes an entire song from his, where if it's Puffy, it's
the
pretty much
song.
Basically
right.
The whole song
exactly.
Just kind of ripped.
Exactly. I mean, it's really just... That's it.
Yeah, and he made it into an entire song.
And a classic at that.
Yeah.
And so our final one from Ready to Die. This is probably my favorite song on the album. I feel like I've said that a bunch of times. I like... This is pretty much a playthrough for me. But as far as just from a narrative standpoint, I thought Biggie was just phenomenal at kind of walking you through a story, whether it's a home invasion, whether it's a robbery. You kind of felt like you were watching a movie a lot of the time. This is Give Me the Loot.
Better know. I'm a bad friend. Lock your windows, close your doors, keep you small. Yeah. I'm a bad friend. My man Imp left a tech and a nine at my crib. Turned himself in, he had to do a bid. A 1 to 3, he be home the end of 93. I'm ready to get this paper, G. You with me? Oh, cause I'm fucking right. My pockets looking kinda tight. And I'm stressed, yo Biggie, let me get the vest. No need for that, just grab me a fun gap. The first pocket that's fat, the tech is to his back. Word is born, I'ma smoke him, yo, don't fake no moves.
What?
Treat it like boxing, stick and move, stick and move.
You ain't got to explain this. I've been robbing motherfuckers the slave shit. With the same clip and the same 4-5, 2-point blank, I'm a shorter guy. That's my word.
Here's the chorus.
Have his mother sing it, it's so hard. I'm all that in a dime sack. Where the paper?
When he's sticking you and taking all your money.
Give me the loot, give me the loot. Give me the loot, give me the loot.
So they kind of have that like high-pitched ringing thing going on in the background along with some just light instrumentation there. By the way, the best lyric of that song is whenever they're detailing the loot that they will be stealing that he includes and the number one mom pendant. That always made me laugh so hard. We go now to a heavily sampled artist, James Brown's Cold Blooded from 1974. Just that little part is pretty much what this whole song is built on.
Right.
From here.
Ow! I'm all that and a dime sack. Where the paper at?
When he's sticking you and taking all your money.
Give me the loot. Give me the loot. Give me the loot. Give me the loot.
All under the chorus. Yeah.
Yeah, just little stabs of it. And my last song, it doesn't come to us from Ready to Die, but I think it's going to make you ready to die whenever you hear it.
Okay? Oh, dear.
Because think of most of the songs that you're doing, and think of the distance between the artists that you're talking about that sampled them and the sampled from artists, and they're usually like 20 to 25 years apart.
Sure.
Maybe 15, maybe 30. Well, we've pretty much reached a point now where if a song is sampling somebody in 2018, think of what they would be taking from that would be of that same distance. So I will bring to you now,
okay,
a new song from a guy named RJ. This has got a Schoolboy Q verse on it. Okay, hold on. Let's make sure I beep this properly, Donovan. Oh, no.
You didn't?
I'm trying to figure out what I have here. What I'm trying to play for you is somebody sampling Gin and Juice.
Okay.
And it's quite depressing because it's, you know, a song that you probably grew up with and is now viewed as like a classic that's being sampled by people.
I'm used to going in the 50s or 60s or 70s, something my parents listened to. Now I'm there when it came out. Now I feel old. Thanks a lot, dude.
Yeah. Well,
thank you.
I'll do that on the other side. Instead, I'll give you this one, okay?
All right.
So you probably heard this song at some point. Why is my computer so jacked up now, Donovan?
I don't know.
Have you heard this song in the club?
Yes.
21 Savage?
Mm-hmm.
Buy a new car for the b-
for real.
I tell down the mile with the b-
for real.
You can't even talk to the b-
nah.
She room with bosses and
shit.
I pull up in Rory's and shit.
Not totally sure what I think of this guy, but this beat's pretty catchy.
You wearing the car.
Bing, bing, bing,
Mont Club.
Yeah.
Furka and Mafia Bell.
Yeah.
Triple homicide.
And for whatever reason, I don't hear that and think that's probably a sampled beat. It sounds pretty basic. And it doesn't sound like it really has any soul to it or anything.
Right.
It's just pretty.
Put me in a chair, yeah.
Trip across the plug, we do not play fair, yeah.
Oh God.
Got them tennis chains on and they real blingy bling.
Well, I will take you to 1974 and Coleridge Taylor Perkinson and Flash Bulbs. Oh my God, here.
Oh, there we go.
I wish one time a DJ at a club that was about to drop 21 Savage would just play this and see what everybody says.
Because everybody's trying to get ready for it, and all of a sudden, what the hell's going on? That sounds like the soundtrack for a scary movie
it
or
does.
Something.
It
sounds like somebody, well, a black person's about to be killed.
Nope, switch it up.
Make you do this. All
right, this is it right here. I just had it saved wrong. This is RJ. And I believe the song is called Henabito. This is like a Latin artist. And you can probably already kind of hear it.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a straight lift, but
I definitely hear it.
Yeah.
New York, the bodega, where you get your party favor. Strap on me, plus I got the notes like a car payment. I ain't scared.
Like, I think this slaps, but I also feel like it's kind of a violation because you're sampling another rap song that everybody who's listening to this has been hearing their whole life.
Yeah, but if you want to get your song out there, and people will say, oh man, that's Jim and Juice, and they're going to go out there and dance to it. Yeah. Or maybe it'll catch their ear because of that.
2 in the morning, and the party still jumping because my mama ain't home. I got.
I don't know. It makes me feel old. I'll tell you that.
It definitely makes me feel old now.
I mean, it's not the exact same, but it's
pretty evident when you hear that. When you hear it, it is.
So what you want to do?
All right. So songs from Ready to Die and a song that will make us actually want to die because we are old. That's all I got in that one, Donovan.
All right. Let's go with some anthems, including one from 1996 that maybe will. I think people may have torn their ACLs dancing to this. We'll listen to that next on the sampler platter on the ticket. All right, it is 8:15. It is Jake. It is Donovan. It is the sampler platter. We are here once every 3 months or so playing some tunes and letting you know where they originated from. This time we will discover a whole lot of 60s and 70s and 80s songs that I've never heard before that I will definitely put in the rotation because they are really, really cool. All right, let's go to some anthems, Jake. Some anthems that when you hear in the club, everybody's jumping around and singing the chorus together because it was that huge. I will take you to 1996. And before I play this song, when my cousin got married, she had a small like ceremony, but she had a reception for the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
And when at the reception, the DJ played this song and my niece was going nuts. Like this was her jam. She doesn't dance for anything, dude. And when this song came on, she was bouncing around on the floor because she said this was her S. And this is, this is Crucial Conflict from 1996 in his Hey. Now, I don't know if she's telling me she smokes on hay in the middle of the barn, but I'm thinking probably so.
Yeah.
But hey, you do what you do. So with the second sample, this sample's two songs. With the second one, on this one, listen to the drums for a second. Alright, the first one is going to be obvious, so you don't have to worry about that. You listen to the drums for the second one. Now, the first sample comes from 1974, and it's Funkadelic. And the song is called I'll Stay. Much weed being smoked when they were in studio, man.
I can feel it in my lungs.
I'm surprised you don't hear a Biggie snort. I think we do get some singing here in a couple of seconds. This is a pretty good groove right here. But it's a typical funkadelic sound.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of smoking on hay, it's I'll stay. So that's one sample from Crucial Conflict and Hay. This is Funkadelic I'll Stay from 1974. All right, this one is where you have to listen for the drums. And this is Tom Scott and the LA Express. That's from 1974, and the song is called Sneaking in the Back. This is the one I thought I maybe needed a little help on, because you hear those drums. I'll go back to Crucial Conflict and Hay and start it from the beginning to see if you can hear those drums from Tom Scott. Now, I think it's when they start singing a little bit, you'll hear more of the drums, because Funkadelic is so overpowering at the beginning, you can't hear anything else. Yeah, that's the same. You hear the Tom Scott drums in the background?
Yeah.
All right, so I'll go back to Tom Scott just a little bit. Okay, you know what? Once you get the beginning with the... It's just almost like they turned Funkadelic down a little bit and let the drums hit. So that's Tom Scott and the LA Express, Sneaking in the Back from 1974. That's Crucial Conflict and Hay from 1996. All right, let's go to 2000.
I just want to know, did anybody follow up with your niece, like with a drug test, or was wanting to know, anybody follow her outside and see what was in the trunk?
No,
or?
I don't think so. We probably all assumed that, all right, well, you know, it is what it is. 2000, let's go Nas, QB Finest, and Bravehearts in Uchiwale.
Yeah, baby. That's that joint right there.
I had to get the edited version of this one because you wouldn't have heard a thing.
Yeah. Ladies, make it hot. Thugs, make it hot. Make it pop.
Chihuahua, wally, ooh, bang, bang. Chihuahua, wally, ooh, bang, bang. Chihuahua, wally, ooh, bang, bang. Chihuahua, wally, he really, really, really was my body. He really, really, really turned me out. He really, really, really got the goodness. He really, really made me scream and shout. He really taught me how to work my body. He really taught me how to go down south. He really, really tried to hurt me, hurt me. I really love his ugly gangsta style.
Yo, we got chicks in the living room getting it on, and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. Oh, it's for
of course, you had to credit Snoop for that.
Gotta pay for that.
Yep.
Sort of like the game show, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? But my name ain't Regis. Nah, the one they call when they want their thing beat up. Honeys for bodies, be brave.
Okay.
In the party, waves, braids, baldies, trademarks, the army. Is that horse? It must be. I heard he husky. Yeah, they go jungle, eyes red, looking.
Man, I love this beat. Dancing with dimes, really, really like this song.
Thug is Cody Grand Wiz. We taking honeys to the crib tonight. Guarantee we gonna get up in their rib tonight.
One of my favorite lines in the song. Really is. I had to wait till he got to that one. I really love that line. So that's 2000 in Uchiwale. Now you have to go to 1975 And the group is called Gong, and the song is Bambuji.
I think I've heard this before.
And it's a minute into the song. So I just want you to hear the beginning a little bit. Let's fast forward a little bit.
Acid music.
Let's fast forward a bit. And it never comes back again in the song. That's it.
That's tiny.
That's it. And then you go back to Nas and Uchiwala. There you go. That's Uchiwala from 2000.
I always love whenever we find the world music.
Yes, I do love it.
Prog rocky weird stuff.
Let's go to 2000 again. Let's stay in 2000 in a song that had a lot of people jumping up and down on the dance floor. M.O.P. and it's Annie Up.
Oh my God. I'm gonna break something.
Yeah, there are certain songs that are played that they will bring all the angry people to the dance floor. And this is one of them. Like, you're standing there, and I don't know if you're mad about anything that's going on, and this song will come on, and it's just wild dancing. You don't care who you hit or anything. That's Annie Up. That's M.O.P. That's from 2000. So let's go to 1969, Jake. And it's Sam and Dave. The name of the song is called Soul Sister Brown Sugar.
Oh, wow.
You're sweeter than the honey that the bees make, Soul Sister, you're brown sugar. Sweeter than the icing on the best cake, Soul Sister, you're brown sugar.
Alright, so that's the sample from M.O.P. Annie Up, Sam and Dave from 1969. I want to play one more. I swear to you, I've done this before, but I love the sample so much that if I've presented it to you before, I'm sorry. I think the song is worth you hearing again if I've done it. And the song is from 1996, and it's Snoop Dogg featuring Nate Dogg. And Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto.
Is that the black Santa Claus?
I want a Super Nintendo. Sega Genesis. Street Fighter 2.
Do you remember this? Have I done this?
You've not done this.
Okay. But you know the song it's sampled from, right? You know this song, right?
Yeah, I know this.
Okay.
It's 12:30 a.m. Christmas Eve. I'm out with the gangsters and thieves. Celebrated, posted up with eggnog, head and up in my cup. Put Rudolph and Moses, Lil Bang, banging and coasting down the block. But be careful for the heart because it's posted. Some say to this day that Christmas ain't nothing but another day. But out of respect,
I got it. Give the Lord's Day. Tell me, where do the
even gangsters need to celebrate the holidays, Jake?
And the needy greedy's got to eat. Life is so crucially cold. That's for the children in this world. They hopes and dreams can't.
Gotta get to the Nate Dogg Club before I stop it.
Dream seasonal things. Heard throughout the ghetto reaches gangsters and dope fiends. Cause those who ain't able to get it, I can finally get it. Cause the ghetto Santa Claus sprinkled the hood. Now we born and live into a new year. A better thing. Celebrate with some champagne. Ha ha.
Santa Claus is coming straight to the ghetto.
Now on the first day of Christmas.
Dude, I love this song. I love it. That is 1996 Snoop Dogg featuring Nate Dogg, Santa Claus Goes Straight to the Ghetto. The song it's sampled from is from 1971. It's Isaac Hayes. And the song is titled Do Your Thing.
If the music make you move, 'cause you can dig the groove.
And I love this song.
I don't think I've ever heard this.
You feel like you wanna make love under the stars above.
Went to Memphis and visited Stax Records.
Ooh, yeah.
So great, man. So great. And he's featured prominently inside the museum. It's awesome. And I wear my Stax Record t-shirt probably once a week.
They have like a tour and everything. Is it a nice, is it?
You walk well around yourself. Up? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's great. I would highly suggest if you visit Memphis, you go and check that out. Well, that's Isaac Hayes, Do Your Thing from 1971. Snoop Dogg featuring Nate Dogg, Santa Claus Goes Straight to the Ghetto, my jam from 1996. So that's my time. This segment, I will throw it back to Jake.
All right, let's honor the guest of the week with the greatest diss song of all time.
Oh my gosh. Jake.
There you go.
Donovan, thank you. The plug. No, it's an actual plug.
It is.
It's not. I'm not calling you the plug. I actually need the plug. Yes, this is a sampler platter, and we'll go to about 9:05, 9:10, 9:15, whatever we want.
Whatever we want to do, damn it.
And then later on this evening, you'll, of course, have Diamond Talk. But right now, we are playing some of our favorite songs or favorite songs that have been sampled and the samples from those songs and trying to dig deep, get out the garden hoe, get in there, figure out what the roots are.
Because there are some songs, Jake, that I think are way, way too obvious, I don't even play them. And sometimes right. I probably need to back off on that because what's obvious to me or maybe obvious to you is not obvious to the audience. So I thought about next time we do this, having a category called The Obvious.
Yeah.
And because I think a really good tune that's out now is the one that is the DJ Khaled song with Rihanna with Wild Thoughts.
Yeah.
It's a great tune, but we all know that that's Santana's beat behind it, and right. It's just straight ripped. So I wouldn't present that because I think everyone's heard Santana's song.
And Cardi B, the I Like It Like That, like that's so obvious. That's right. A very popular song.
Right.
So that's what, yeah, but maybe next time we'll do that category. And certainly there are people who know way more about this stuff, maybe not than you, but than me. So if you have requests, maybe we'll do one of those next time as
sure.
Well. I love this song, and this is a straight rip. I just think it's interesting sometimes when it is a straight rip to see the different, like, the song is going one way and then the rip diverges very quickly. I always loved Rich Boys Throw Some D's.
God, I love this song.
And I love it mainly because of the production.
Right.
It's just so warm and it sounds like the South and it just
sounds
like
the South. Well, I love like the sample.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know, okay, see, I didn't know this song.
Oh, I'm, you know, like, not only do I know it,
do you
I've sung this to a girl before.
Really?
Oh my God, yes.
Like you said you would? Is this really your real phone number?
You've never sang Throw Some D's on That Bitch? That might be a little more.
I think I want to go buy some tires just so I could say it.
Rich boy sitting there all
them haters wanna check. Tight, no slick, just bought a Cadillac.
Throw some D's on that bitch.
Just bought a Cadillac.
So this is obvious. I mean, this is a absolute,
yeah,
freaking Mars rock of a heater. And then switches I call your name,
dude.
And I knew that this beginning part was obviously from.
Do you love me? Do you want me? Are you gonna call?
It's a soul song, but I had no idea an R&B song. But I didn't know that it was like really the whole.
But you know, I'm a
man now, baby, a grown man. I came a long way.
Spears taught me one thing.
1974.
That's a Bobby DeBarge singing. That's a DeBarge.
Really?
Yeah.
Sometimes the balance is very nice.
Just
here.
Can't help thinking living without you, baby. See, sometimes I just can't live crying about you, baby.
This is probably my favorite find of this episode.
Switch. Keep digging. They have a couple other slow songs that you'll dig also if you dig that one. That's I'll Call Your Name. They have I can't think because that's in my head right now.
But it is a little different than.
Throw some D's on that bitch. Throw some D's on that bitch.
There'll never be. That's probably even better than that one.
Okay. Yeah, I really dig it, especially once that just the little bounce kicks in.
Yeah.
I just can't help thinking living without you, baby.
All right, so we will keep going to this song's not. This is a rap song that was not that popular commercially, but it was fairly popular on the internet. I don't know how familiar you are with Action Bronson, big real hefty white dude. With a big red beard.
Okay.
Real tatted up. And he had a song a couple years ago with Riff Raff. I don't know what you know about Riff Raff either, but.
I know Riff Raff from you.
Okay. Now I'm almost ashamed of that. but they had a song called Bird on a Wire. And it is a really, really trippy beat. So I went digging. And we'll give you a little bit of that.
La música de Harry Fry.
It sounds to me like mob music.
Blow a kiss to my kids, wash my body with the sponge. Feed me flavored rices, put the chronic in my lungs. Tailor me a leather suit on some Jodeci-ish. Black coastal, man, we both to be rich.
Real trippy.
Yep.
Get that one.
I missed one. Here, now I'll just fast forward to the end here so you can hear how insane.
And we dumped it too. We caught it.
Boy,
you can hear how
I do love the Jake freak out when he.
You can hear how just insane Riff Raff's rapping style is in his verse.
All right.
And I know, I'm 99% sure there's no cursing in it. No idea.
Right.
But again, that's a real just back, like hazy back and forth. Kind of feel like you've been drugged type beat. And it comes to us from 1976. This is Dexter Wansel's Rings of Saturn. Like there's like a cop walking out of his department like in the rain, like
oh, one absolutely. Got away.
Like, I'm gonna have to. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to do this one by the book.
And he's kind of sitting in his car by himself on the side of the road, trying to contemplate his next move. It's Hill Street Blues, Bluey.
Very Hill Street Blues, Bluey. Very weird song. it eventually picks up a little bit, but yeah, that sax is the main thing that you'll hear.
Yeah.
Just over and over.
Awesome Jodeci-ish. Black Coastal, man, we both will be rich.
I think that's a really interesting beat. It's really weird. I don't even know if I really like it, but I know that it's really interesting. How about that? It's important, as Corby would say.
You know it.
Also important, I think I tweeted this the other day, man, but I think criminally underrated in the Texas discography is Slim Thug's Already Platinum, which is the album that he put out. I want to say it was probably mid-2000s also, but it was whenever he got with Pharrell, when he got with the Neptunes, Pharrell and Chad Hugo, and he took the production style that they had and put it with his real Texas draws type stuff and had Bun B on there and had a bunch of other Texas artists. So you may remember this song.
Slim Ducker, Bun B, T.I.P., baby. Boss Hog, when I hit the club, all the girls show me love. Mine out the bar, got drank by the jug. In the VIP with the chicks and the drugs. It's a TIP, Bun B and Slim Thug. When I hit the club, all the girls show me love. Mine out the bar, got drank by the jug. In the VIP with the chicks and the drugs. It's a TIP, Bun B and Slim Thug. I got drank by the paint, drove by the pine.
I love this song.
I do love his style.
Yes.
If you love me, you gon' smile. Yes. If you hate me, you gon' frown.
So, because if you want to compare it to the song you just played, you can understand and hear every single word he says.
He's enunciating.
Right.
Never knew that was a sample, because even though the Neptunes do use a lot of samples, and I don't even know if they produced that particular song. I know they executive produced the album. They do a lot of like playing their own stuff. That apparently comes to us from 1974 and Betty Wright.
Okay.
And her song Secretary.
This just slows down.
Yeah. Very funky. Right to it.
Yep. No beating around the bush.
To put a little joy in his life. She takes the time to listen to what he has to say. While all you do is nag him a thousand times a day. Her hair is always pretty.
Yep. Okay, this is added to my playlist for sure.
It's great.
That is awesome.
And this Slim Thug song is one of my favorites. And now I'm not going to be able to hear it without you greet him with rollers in your hair, and that's out of style.
Betty Wright's trying to tell these ladies, look, she gets dressed up for your man. When he comes home, you're in your robe and rollers. You better get with it.
It's very ordinary.
That is great.
Yeah, I love that one. And our last one here, just an honor to our guest of yesterday, and more importantly, probably the guest tomorrow. What time?
10:15.
10:15, Ice Cube in studio with Normandy Invasion. If you've seen Straight Outta Compton, or if you're a fan of that era of hip hop, everybody talks about
the
Ether.
Three greatest diss tracks in the history of rap.
Yeah. To me, number one is No Vaseline. And I think this is edited pretty well, but I've already been wrong once. And if you're wrong on this one, you're real wrong.
Boy,
please be edited. We built the delay back up. You're all right. But yeah, this is after Ice Cube left NWA and really had enough.
Damn, I'm glad y'all set it off. Used to be hard, now you're just wet and soft. First, you was down with the AK. And now I see you on a video with Mission Lake looking like straight bozos. I saw it coming, that's why I went solo. And kept on stomping. Well, y'all move straight out of Compton. Living with the whites, one big house, and not another in sight. I started off with too much cargo, drop board, now I'm making all the dough. White man just pulling.
with attitude.
Who you fooling?
Y'all just phony. I put that on my mama and my dead homies. Yellow boys on your team, so you're losing. Hey, yo, Dre, stick to producing. Calling me on the block. Yeah. You been a easy E, so you get to win in it quick. You got jealous when I got my own company. But I'm a man, and ain't nobody helping me. Trying to sound like American most. You can yell all day, but you don't come close. Cause you know I'm the one that flunked you done ran 100 miles, but you still got one to go.
With the man, what a great line.
M.O.P. and y'all disgrace to CPT. Cause you get that's a green by white boy.
With no Vaseline. Damn, it feels good to see people. There's so many samples in this, man.
Yeah, the main one they're leaning on, though, is a band that I'd never heard of. Brick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Brick? Okay, were they fairly... are you fairly familiar with their catalog?
Not the catalog, that song though, so for sure.
Brick,
yeah.
Daz? Is that what it's called?
Yes. All right.
Yeah, it's the tempo is almost exactly the same. It's just a little bit faster, maybe, but...
it's a lot less angry. You don't think this is dissing anyone with this track?
No mention of not having Vaseline for what's happening to you. But I like this song quite a bit, too.
Boy, when he says you don't run 100 miles, but you still got one to go, man, that is I don't just know, complete disrespect.
There's no fat on that. Every single line, I'm like, ugh.
So when you have Hit 'Em Up, No Vaseline, and Ether, you say No Vaseline is number one.
I do.
All right.
Yeah, I think that's...
I think Hit 'Em Up may be the angriest song ever made. Like, yeah. He was truly, truly pissed, and it came across.
I just think Ice Cube is a superior lyricist, especially in those days, man, and he is just...
My God, he is such a better writer than Nas is a really, really good writer, too, but... yeah, I don't know if they can touch Cube as far as writing goes.
So, yeah, that is Brick and Daz, and that's, what, 1976. But that's a cool song, too. It's just tough to hear it without thinking of Ice Cube. And the other one was the Slim Thug sample was Betty Wright with Secretary. It is 8:50. When we continue, we will pass this thing back over to Donovan to say something nice about Emmett and wrap it up. I appreciate you having me here, but if you ever say it's just like in golf again, it'll be the last time.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. You shut up.
Hey, you know, Jake, it's just like in golf.
I don't know why. It's 8:59. It's Jake. It's Donovan. We're on the back end of this sampler platter. I think I'm just going to play some tunes until I get tired. And I have quite a few left in my arsenal, so let's get to it. Oh, can I get that plug there, please, sir?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you. I will plug in and tell you where I'm going. You know what? Out of all the times we've done this, I don't remember us playing a ton of Tupac.
That's fair.
We may go here, there, and you know what? There's been a couple of times where I've had the song on my list, and I just didn't play it. And I thought, wow, I don't know why I didn't play that, or, you know, and then I'll overlook that. But let's get to it.
You probably did, like, the obvious California Love. I feel like you might have done that one at one point.
Right, right. So let's go to 1996, Tupac, and the song is, oh, you know what? I almost messed up. I think this is edited, and boy, this took a lot of editing, too. Well, so let's keep the finger on the button to see if I miss one or two. This is Life Goes on the ticket. And push the button. And let's go. All right. Why is this not working, Jake? Oh, we just decided to not work right now.
What is that music? Well, I guess my next question is,
what is that music?
Why is it not playing?
Boy, this sucker says
I guess my next question is, why is it playing?
Is it, I'm going to blame the board op.
Boy, everything's up over here.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely my computer. It says playing, but it's not playing.
I've had that before. You might have to restart that
bad boy. Oh, no. Think so?
Yep.
Oh, gosh.
We've got the Redskins up 9-3 on the Jets.
Oh, that's
in Washington.
Restart the application or the whole dang computer?
No, just your program.
Okay.
I don't know. Mine does that occasionally as well.
I don't like that.
It's just professional pitfalls. It's tough being a broadcaster.
Boy, it really is. And now we have to, like...
we could call Corby. He's in the Hall of Fame.
Well, he's not there yet. He's nominated. He can figure anything out. If you're nominated for the Hall of Fame, boy, you can figure everything out.
You know, someone was actually just tweeting us about this while you're pulling that up. I'm not like the hugest Tupac fan. I don't know why. I don't know if it's just, I don't dislike his voice. Like people ask me why I don't like Drake. I just don't like Drake's voice. It's not that I don't like his story. His story's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I don't think he can write. He writes fantastic. I don't know. It just never really grabbed me.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's
the same way that any of the other West Coast stuff did, or any of, as far as East Coast stuff, like Nas, Jay-Z and stuff. It just never really.
Like some people will try to get at you because you don't like them, but hey, that's fine. Let's see if it works. Oh, it does not work now. Here we go. Life goes on, Tupac. That I never thought of that. Once again, we were the last ones left. But life goes on. How many brothers fell victim to the street? Rest in peace, young. You know, there's a heaven for a G. Be alive if I told you that I never thought of that. Once again, we were the last ones left. Life goes on. As I bail through the indie halls, breath stinking in my drawers. Ring, ring, ring. Quiet, y'all. Here come and call. Plus, it's my homie from high school. He getting by. It's time to bury another brother, nobody cry. Life is a baller, alcohol and booty calls. We used to do them as adolescents, do you recall? Raised his G's, loped out and blazed the weed. Get on the roof, let's get smoked out and blaze with me. 2 a.m. and we still high-assed out. Screaming thug till I die before I pass out. Now, this wasn't one of my favorite Tupac songs when it was out, but, you know, it got radio play. Grew on me, nothing wrong with this track. Now, I played this, Jake, because I went to a concert midweek last week. You know me, I'm old, man. That's something that I just don't do.
I saw a tweet a while back that was something like, me 6 months ago, really excited to buy tickets for this concert. Me today, the day of the concert. F, I don't want to go to this. And I feel like that every time, too.
Right. So I went to a concert at Toyota Music Factory. It was Gladys Knight and the OJs.
Oh, yeah. I heard you talking about this.
And the OJs, man, just hit after hit. Some I had forgotten about. It's the reason those dudes are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. A lot of good tunes. Well, Tupac sampled the OJs on Life Goes On, and it's from 1978. And the song is called Brandy. Obviously, it's a straight rip.
Yeah, just add the drums.
Yeah. But I do like this song. And I think this song was about a dog.
Sitting by the open fireplace in my favorite dungarees. Playing the bars of a melody, and it sounded sweet to me. I thought I'd get up and take a look around, but my feet got in the way. Stumbled to the floor, she was right in the door. I could see her face. But how could it be? She ran away from me.
Seriously, I think it's about a dog.
My best friend's gone. I'm so all alone. I kinda miss you, Brandy. I'm so all alone.
All right, that's 1978. That's the OJs, who put on a fantastic show. Boy, a couple of nights after he played in Dallas, the OJs were in L.A., and Eddie LaVert passed out on stage.
Whoa.
He did. They said it was scary, but they said he was just dehydrated. But, boy, he was losing a little bit in his voice, man. His voice is so powerful. And when you use it for that long, that hard, it's going to have some wear and tear on it. And when he would kind of not sing lead for 45, 50 seconds, and when he started singing, okay, you can see it back. And then once he wore it, man, you can just see that wear and tear. And plus, he's 76 years old. So
it's fair.
You know, it's going to be time sometime. All right, let's go to 1994. It's a song called Back in the Day, and the artist is Ahmad.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore.
Jerome, put on that Bobby Womack.
You know what? I think I did that and didn't edit it. Let's go back to the start of the song.
I've never heard this.
You never heard this song?
Mm-hmm.
days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid.
Let's hope we edited the first word.
I wish I was a kid again. Back in the days
when I was just a little kid, I looked up to my bigger bro, begged if I could kick it. So when he went out with girls,
I've heard that chorus sampled in more current songs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Y'all remember way back then when it was 1985, all the way live. I think I was about 10. One of those happy little thinking the blues that be always trying to bag with the shag and karate.
Don't know how many hits he had. This is the only song I know from this guy. Ahmad, 1994. Now, if you grew up in my house, you know exactly where this song came from, and it's kind of obvious to me. But everyone didn't grow up in my house, so it's not obvious to everyone. They sampled Teddy Pendergrass from 1980, and the song is called Love TKO. You familiar with Teddy?
Barely.
All the ladies love Teddy. When he starts singing, had his pick. Seriously.
Looking back over my years, I guess I shed some tears. Told myself time and time.
But he had a car accident where I do believe he was in the car with a transvestite prostitute. They had a car wreck and he couldn't walk anymore.
That is a tough one.
Yes, that's a very, very tough one. But this is one of his hits from 1980. It's Love TKO. Ahmad from 1994. The song Back in the Day sampled Teddy Pendergrass.
Man, I'm distracted.
Because of the car accident.
Wikipedia describes it as a nightclub performer with whom Pendergrass was not previously acquainted.
Yeah.
Nice.
It says they were trapped in the wreckage for 45 minutes. You think he was like, well, I already paid for this. We're stuck here.
So keep going. Oh, no. So let's go to stay in 1994 and visit with Scarface. And the song is called I Seen a Man Die.
So what you gonna do when you get out of here, Caddy?
Oh no, dog, just trying to live it one day.
You know what? I'm nervous about them talking. I don't remember.
It's always
that. Let's get to the song.
Talking before is always a little.
He greets his father with his hands up. Rehabilitated slightly. Glad to be the man's child. The world is different since he's seen it last. Out of jail been 7 years, and he's happy that he's free at last. All he had was his mother's letters. Now he's mobile, and he's gotta make a change and make it full defense. But he's black, so he's got one strike against him. And he's young, plus he came up in the system.
But so went to a concert where Scarface was the headliner. And he came out with a guitar doing an acoustic set. And I promise you, 60% of the people left the building.
You gotta be patient, man.
I know, but we don't have any patience when it comes to old school gangster rappers like that. Hey, man, I need to hear a little mind playing tricks on you. Oh, I seen a man die first, and then go into your set. And then finish. But he started wrong and people bailed the hell out. But this is Scarface 1994. I seen a man die. Now we have to go back to 1969 to see where he sampled that from. And this one may be a tad bit hard to hear also, but it's so different from Scarface and what he puts out that I thought it was very interesting to play it. It's Julie Driscoll and Brian Auger and the Trinity. And the song is called Light My Fire. It's about a minute into it. I'll play the beginning.
I mean, you can kind of hear the pattern a little bit already, I think.
You know that it would be untrue.
All right, let's fast forward a little bit.
Set the night on fire.
You can really hear it coming up right here.
For hesitation soon. There's no time to while away
Yeah, for sure.
You hear that in the back, and that is Scarface, A Man, I Seen A Man Die from 1994. Now, I was listening to Bob and Jake the other day, which I do all the time when I'm at home.
Even on the course.
Even on the course, yes. And I heard you guys, I don't know if Mono played a song coming back, but it was a Cheech and Chong song, right?
I had no idea, man.
Okay.
I never watched those movies, really. I mean, I've seen, like, what is it, East LA, Born in East LA, maybe?
Up in Smoke.
Never seen that one.
Okay. All right. So once I heard that, it brought one song to mind. So let's go to 1973, Cheech and Chong, Basketball Jones.
Basketball Jones. I got a Basketball Jones. Got a Basketball Jones. Oh, baby.
Heard this before?
No.
Yes. I'm the victim of a Basketball Jones. Ever since I was a little baby, I always be dribbling. In fact, I was the baddest dribbler in the whole neighborhood. Then one day, my mama bought me a basketball. And
jeez, dude. Basketball.
I took that basketball with me everywhere I went. That basketball was like a basketball to me. I would put that basketball underneath my pillow. Maybe that's why I can't sleep at night.
All right, so that's Cheech and Chong, Basketball Jones from 1973.
I need someone to set a pit for me and don't feel a lot of life.
This is funnier than anything I've ever seen in a Cheech and Chong movie. This is great.
Basketball Jones. All right, so that's Basketball Jones, Cheech and Chong. Let's stay in 1973. And the group is called Brighter Side of Darkness. And the song is called Love Jones. This is a groove. Now, it's about a minute and 40 into the song. I wanted you to hear the beginning. So let's fast forward and get to the part that's the meat of this whole thing.
I just got to have you. Listen to me, darling. Please, listen to me.
That's a sample of Cheech and Chong, Basketball Jones. That's Love Jones.
Man, I'm learning a lot right now. I'm just going to pull back the curtain.
All right.
I'd heard that song before.
The Love Jones?
By Barry White. No, Basketball Jones. And I thought that was the original. Barry White redid that in Space Jam.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I heard it too.
And I thought that was the original version of that song because it doesn't sound that much newer. It's Barry White with Chris Rock. Like, and I just assume it was a late 80s, early 90s song.
Like the Cheech and Chong version? They did Basketball Jones? Okay.
It. Yeah, and it's in Space Jam. And as a kid, I just thought, that's Barry White. That's probably an old song.
I've seen Space Jam. I guess I just never paid attention to that going on.
I have no idea. Cheech and Chong get credit for that.
Yes, they do. All right, last one from me. It's funny. You were talking during the break. You were talking about replaying the audio from Jamie Foxx at the roast where he just killed that comedian. And you guys played it back, and it's really, really funny. Let's go to 2005, and Jamie Foxx featuring Ludacris, and the song, Jake, is called Unpredictable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ladies, I know you're tired of the same old thing. Things have become so mundane. I mean, your bedroom is just so cold. It's so cold, but I'm here to tell you, I got a strategy. We about to heat it up. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Unpredictable. So try to roll with it, baby.
Fox is the strongest singer. I think he's a really good writer. I think he writes really, really good songs.
I probably haven't given enough time to his actual solo stuff.
He told the story about how he gave Rick Ross the idea for 100 Black Coffins.
Oh, really?
From Django's soundtrack. He came up with the hook, and Rick Ross wrote around it. So that's 2005, Jamie Foxx featuring Ludacris. That's Unpredictable. Let's go to 1973. The group is called The New Birth, and the song, Jake, is called Wildflower.
She's faced the hardest times you could imagine. Many times her eyes fall back the tears, Lord, Lord.
That boy sang it.
And when her useful world was about to fall in,
each never heard of the New Birth.
The shoulders felt the weight of all the fears, and a sigh when no one hears. In her ear, let her cry, for she's a lady.
That went straight into my playlist, man. This song is greatness. I feel like I should play this song and make a move on Twig. Just an old school Mac move, because that song is going on. And this song is sweet.
Put a robe on.
Just have a little cognac twirling around in the bottom of my glass. Walk up till she knows the deal. Hey, you know the deal when I put this song on. Let's go.
I'm the wildflower.
All right, that's it for me, man. That is it. Thank you so much for listening to the Sampler Platter.
We'll put the entire show up on theticket.com and on bobanddan.com. If you get there through gordonkeith.com, that's your own business. And we'll also we'll post the playlist at not Jack Kemp and at Great Donovan, so you can make yourself a little playlist yourself. Donovan, thank you for having me, man.
Hey, thanks for being here. Thank you guys for joining us. Thank you, Ham, for everything. It's 9:19. I don't know what we're going to play next, and I don't care, because I'm going to take a recording of this Wildflower and go home and see what's happening. So we'll see you tomorrow, 10 o'clock, Ice Cube right off the top. Tune in.
Diamond Talk shortly. Let's say like 40 minutes. How about that?
Yeah, let's do it.
There you go.
Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AAC. This is Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth, KTCK FM Flower Mound, a Cumulus station.